Hey y'all, this is your host, April D. Metzler for the RSVP Show. I have a new segment that I'd love for you to join here shortly called Scripture Reflections. Of course, we will be diving right into Scripture, so be sure to grab your Bible, study pad, and pencil or pen and get ready because we are going to visit all about God's Word and His great love for you. Are you ready? Let's visit. Hello, 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 and welcome to another Scripture Reflections for the RSVP Show. I am your host, April Metzler, and I am here to delve into some awesome passages and some words that we're going to define through the Scriptures, as well as the common everyday Webster's Dictionary. But we are going to do this, of course, over the entire topic of God's long suffering. This is the first episode for March, and we are entering into that in great gladness and expectation of God's goodness in our lives. And I definitely want to encourage you guys to lock into Holy Spirit and seek Him through the Word of God so that you can grow closer to Him and be able to connect the dots in this season with what He has for you. And of course, you know Him more in His long suffering toward us, right? So 2 Peter 3, verses 8 through 9 in the NASB translation is what we're going to be starting with. And we're going to focus here on verse 8. It says, "But do not let this one fact escape your notice, beloved, that with the Lord one day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years like one day." In verse 9, it says, "The Lord is not slow about His promise, as some count slowness, but is patient toward you, not wishing for any to perish, but for all to come to repentance." And so we're going to really focus in here today on the word patient and what does it look like, because there's a lot of different translations where that says forbearance or long suffering, but ultimately it's talking about God being patient toward us. And so in the Greek, we find in the Strong's Concordance number 3114, if you guys are taking notes today, the word makrothumeo, if I'm saying that right, praise the Lord, He's got so much grace to cover us when we're mispronouncing languages that we're learning. The definition for that, though, is really to persevere or to be patient. So I do want to cover the Helps Word Study for that. It's properly, it means long-tempered, so to defer anger, refusing to retaliate with anger. Don't we all need that? And of course, that's our human reasoning that we're acting out of. The literal sense of the term is actually like extending a long time away. And so showing divinely directed patience is long suffering because it only expresses anger as the Lord directs. So the opposite of that would be being quick tempered. So if you guys really want to delve into this, you can also see Strong's Concordance number 3115, and it actually means long passion, which has a whole other different spin on this, but it's waiting sufficient time before expressing anger. So this avoids the premature use of force, like your retribution that rises out of improper anger, like your personal reaction. We don't want to have this knee-jerk response reaction. You know, we don't want to just be quick to react to certain things as they come up. No, we want to actually take a step back and practice responding to those situations, circumstances, people, etc. And so only the Lord produces actual true patience and long-suffering in us. And so it also, we find it in Galatians 5, where it talks about the fruit of the Spirit. And so if you really want to delve into this, just go look through Scripture. So word usage is throughout Scripture for just interpretation here. We find it being used, the same Greek word being used to mean to be of long spirit, not to lose heart, to persevere patiently and bravely, enduring misfortunes and troubles, to be patient in bearing the offenses and injuries of others. Whew, right? To be mild and slow in avenging, to be long-suffering, slow to anger and slow to punish. spoken of God deferring the punishment of sin also through scripture. And so, man, let's think about that as parents. Let's think about that as brothers and sisters in Christ interacting with one another in the church as a whole. Let's think about that, how it pertains to uniting together as one in the kingdom of God, working together as peacemakers and making sure, you know, as far as it depends on you, you know, be at peace with all men, right? And so really tying all of this in together nicely, you guys. So we're going to flip on over to the Webster's Dictionary, which you guys know is a great resource that I will definitely advocate for, because it also, within the actual English definitions, ties in scriptural references back in 1828. That's what they used to do, y'all. So definitely look at that up. It's online for free, and you can find that easily just through searching. We'll highlight again the word patient. So, of course, here's a few definitions out of that to consider as you look through this scripture. Having the quality of enduring evils without murmuring or fretfulness, sustaining afflictions of body or mind with fortitude, calmness, or Christian submission to the divine will. See, I told you. They reference the Word of God. They reference principles that are found in it in the definitions. Another definition is not easily provoked. Are you not easily provoked, or are you easily provoked? Let's think about this. Calm under the sufferance of injuries or offenses, not revengeful, persevering, constant in pursuit or exertion, calmly, diligent. Let's be diligent, right? But let's do it in a calm manner. Let's think about this, you guys. Not hasty, not overeager or impetuous. $5 word right there. Waiting or expecting with calmness or without discontent. Ooh, that one stung a little bit, I can tell. So are you content and are you waiting patiently? And a final definition is to compose one's own self. So when we're talking about reflecting on this, I'm going to do some deeper challenges here for you guys today. So let's set our focus on the subject that's shown in verse 8 here of the scripture. The main thing that it talks about, and I'll re-highlight that for you guys, but it's talking about the focus here is his promise. You know, it's the fact that he is not going anywhere, and this is a reassuring passage, you know, for people that are waiting upon the Lord. And so it's right before that, you know, it's like it's a difference here. It's his timing. It's the fact that the Lord is not slow about his promise, as some count slowness, is what it says in 9. But it's like it's different, though. His definition of time is not ours, and we've just got to really wrap our minds around that. And so it's like, if you are waiting on the Lord, if you're praying for something and it hasn't came, just wait, just endure, just persevere, just be patient. It's the how we wait, though, that we really want to do well, if you will, and honor God's way. And so this is an encouragement to continue operating in that patience that God demonstrates toward us and teaches us through Holy Spirit. His timing's perfect. So let us walk by the Spirit and in his truth. And so the reflection questions, back to that real quick, now that I segued backwards and forwards here. But how often do you become impatient with the Lord when you are believing in him for something? And how long does it take before you are tempted with impatience? Let's really be honest with ourselves in this, okay? Do you expect God to provide for you in a very specific way? So in other words, in certain areas of your life that you're praying for or operating in, do you have an expectation box for God? Do you just sit him in this expectation box and say, okay, God, I'm believing for you to do this, but I need you to do it only in this way? We've got to be very careful not to get tripped up in that thought process. Another is, how open are you to the vastness of possibilities in how God will move in your life? Just take that first question and just go a little bit deeper in it and really evaluate this. Do some personal inventory. Like, how open are you? You know, God can provide any way he wants to. He's in control. He's the Alpha and Omega, right? So are you yielding to his provisional process, or are you trying to dictate and can't keep your hands off of the subject long enough for him to provide in the way he wants to? You're so structured, or, you know, just have him again in that expectation box. So we definitely don't want to get stuck in that cycle, because, you know, we're blocking the blessings that are available to us as his children when we say, okay, God, I want this, but I only want it in this way. Okay. Bonus question though, are you truly okay with God's answer being no? Why or why not? All right, you guys, that's all I got for today. I hope that this has been a blessing to you and that you know that you are not alone and God loves you so very much, and he's going to meet you exactly where you are at, because yes, indeed, his patience towards us, that long suffering, is way more than we could ever imagine or fathom. And he's just waiting, you know, for each of us to turn to him, you know, so that none should perish, but all right, shall come to repentance. He's gonna be there. Okay. And you don't have to be perfect in what you're doing. And that's all I'm going to say about that. All right, you guys, bye.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of RSVP Show. We hope these moments of reflection and stillness for victory in your pursuit of God were a blessing to you. Stay connected with April at April D. Metzler through social media. New music singles and her debut music album are available to add to your favorite playlist on streaming platforms, and you can get a copy of her book wherever books are sold. Learn more about the great things she's doing to bless God and his people on her website at aprildmetzler.com. Thank you for joining this visit with us. Always remember, God loves you.